nothing seems to fascinate us more than the wonders of ancient civilizations. And of those, it's ancient Egypt that seems to thrill. Those awe-inspiring temples, the tombs, the mummies, the sparkling treasure within, it's the stuff of fables and films thousands of years on. And that's why about 1 million people have gone through the doors of the Australian Museum in Sydney over the past months to view the blockbuster exhibition Ramses and the Gold of the Pharaohs. I've actually seen it twice. I went again this week. It is, I have to tell you, breathtaking. The gold, the jewels, the antiquities, more than 3,000 years old. It's absolutely incredible. The man behind that exhibition is one of the world's most famous Egyptologists, the former Minister of Antiquities, a man who once hosted his own reality TV series on the History Channel called Chasing Mummies, The Amazing Adventures of Zahi Hawass. I spoke with Dr. Zahi Hawass earlier.
Thank you very much.
Ramses and the Gold of the Pharaohs has been open to the Australian public since November. It's attracted almost 1 million visitors. It was packed this week when I went again, so people are still flocking through the doors. Dr. Hawass, what's our fascination with ancient Egypt, of all the ancient civilizations?
If you ask a child the age of 8 and you tell him Egypt, he will tell you right away the Great Pyramid of Khufu, how it was built, the Sphinx, mummies, and the golden boy. I think there is no other civilization ever a major discovery like the tomb of Tutankhamun could happen. And this is why these four issues fascinate anyone in any place in the world.
And through all your time as, well, basically the driver of, you know, antiquities exploration and display in Egypt, have you seen that change at all as other nations have opened up other cultures?
It increases because of the discoveries. We found in Egypt until now 30% only of our monuments. Still, there is 70% is buried underneath the ground. For me, I'm excavating in Saqqara now. I found a pyramid of a queen, a new name of a queen. I found a pyramid of a king in Saqqara, 22 shafts full of coffins. In Luxor, I discovered the Golden City, a major important discovery that was chosen to be the most important discovery for year 2021 and year 2022. Then we still excavating and revealing many secrets that capture the hearts of people. I was lecturing in the States last May and June, 23 lectures. In each city, I had 2,000 people to show how people fascinate with ancient Egypt.
So you yourself are still digging, you are still exploring.
Yes, I'm an archaeologist. This is my life. I dig in Saqqara, Giza, pyramids, and Luxor.
What's it like to make these discoveries? What's it like to find a pyramid with a new queen? What's that like?
No, I tell you, for example, I just found a shaft about 20 meters under the ground. I entered in that shaft about 2 weeks ago and I found a sealed door. I asked two workmen to come down and they broke that door. We found a room. Inside the room, we found a huge sarcophagus. 30 tons weight. The lid was about 10 tons. Two workmen only began to raise the lid. Then I can put my head and see what's inside. After half an hour, they were able to raise the lid. I put my head with a flashlight. I found in front of me a beautiful gilded mummy. Now, people ask me all the time, what is your feeling before you enter inside a sarcophagus? I have never been able to tell people what do I feel before I put my head and see a mummy covered with gold like this. It's a moment that you never be able to explain it to anyone. You have to go through it to understand the thrill of a discovery.
Yeah, I can't imagine it, but even just the look on your face as you speak is... It goes some way to explain it. Some years ago, you and your team famously studied King Tutankhamun's mummy with a CT scan. How important is modern technology in understanding more about ancient Egypt today? I mean, how much is it changing the art from the dust to the
For
lab?
For example, you know, I am recording graffiti inside the five chambers that topped the King Chamber in the Great Pyramid of Khufu. Today, with 3D, we can know more how to record every small graffiti in the rooms. A CT scan to reveal the secret of the mummies. I revealed the secrets of every mummy that known in the New Kingdom. And I wrote a book called Scanning the Pharaohs. DNA, I'm working now in a project funded by National Geographic to search for the mummy of Queen Nefertiti and her daughter Anchises in Amun. In 1 or 2 months from now, I will be able to announce the discovery of the mummy of Queen Nefertiti. And also in the same time, when I scanned the mummy of Tutankhamun, I found out that it had a fracture in the left leg. We are going to find out now if he had an infection or not in this fracture. If he had an infection, I will announce to the world that Tutankhamun died in an accident, because I proved that he was not murdered. Because that hole in the back of the head that made everyone to think that he was murdered, it was opened on Dynasty 18 to put the liquid for mummification.
So you know all of this from using the CT scans?
Exactly. And DNA is very important.
So when you say you're going to announce in a few months' time the discovery of the mummy of Queen Nefertiti, we don't have that mummy now?
No, but I have the feeling that the mummy will be discovered soon.
Does the process of technology, though, does it change the relationship you as the archaeologist has to the object, has to the site? Because you're not there down on your knees with hand tools and dust.
No. We still, to dig and to discover artifacts, you still have to use the old fashioned. There is no way that you can use any techniques, because archaeology is very fragile. If you use any techniques, you can destroy a statue or a mummy. And therefore, we still dig with an axe and take the sand out. And this is how I discovered the Golden City. A major important discovery was under the sand more than 3,000 years.
Can we go back to the exhibition here in Sydney, here in Australia, Ramses and the Gold of the Pharaohs? It's Ramses II, the pharaoh himself, is the star of this exhibition. The exhibition includes a 700-kilogram limestone statue of the pharaoh, his coffin, priceless objects like the 3,000-year-old gold collar, which is beautiful. Why did Egypt allow these objects to come to Australia? Most have never left Egypt before.
You know, it's good to educate the people. I mean, you have in Australia here, in Sydney, people who will never go to Egypt. And therefore,
many people.
It's very important for us to send these exhibits to educate the people, to bring money that we can use for the restoration of the Egyptian monuments, because you cannot imagine how much money Egypt is paying to build a museum or to restore the monuments. We have monuments from Pharaonic, Coptic, Jewish, modern, great monuments that never been can seen in any place. All these monuments needs conservation and restoration, and therefore these exhibits help in the restoration. And also publicity. Egypt got a free publicity. For 6 months in Sydney, the Egypt name is everywhere. And this is good for politics and for tourism to bring people to come and visit Egypt.
You mentioned the new museum. It's called the Grand Egyptian Museum. It's opening in the middle of this year, I think, finally, after so many years of anticipation. It's on the outskirts of Cairo, I think, near the pyramids.
It's in the shadow of the pyramids.
The shadow of the pyramids.
And I built this museum. We started in 2002. Now the museum is almost finished. Before the end of this year, it will be open to the public. And this is the largest museum ever built. It is the most important culture project. It is a museum that will contain all the artifacts of Tutankhamun and also more than 60,000 artifacts. Really, it is something that never happened in any place. And I'm very proud that I'm the one who built it. And also, in the same time, I'm in the board of trustees now under the president of Egypt.
You have, you are not just a world-famous Egyptologist and archaeologist. You have an eye for promotion. Even now as we talk, you're all the time pressing forward Egypt as a destination to see all these beautiful things. I was entranced by a description of how you moved some of the, not you personally, but how some of the artifacts from the old Cairo Museum have been transported to the new. And can you describe the parade of the mummies? for us?
Of course. Now, we have a kind of cars with the name of each king, and inside the car we have the coffin and the mummy. We moved like 17 mummies of kings and queens, and all these mummies left the Cairo Museum to the Civilization Museum. And for the first time, mummies are not shown for a thrill. Mummies are shown for education. You enter like you are entering in a tomb, and you see the coffin and the mummy, and you see artifacts about the king. Then you really know more about the king than thrill of a mummy.
As I say, this new museum will be a huge tourist attraction, without a doubt. But the current conflict in Gaza, on Egypt's border, has impacted tourism, which impacts funding for archaeological projects. Are you seeing that right now?
But
are you feeling that?
People doesn't know. We need to tell the people to know that Egypt is away from this. We are away from Gaza. Egypt is safe. I was giving a lecture last week, and we had some Australian people. They can come back and say that Egypt is more safe than the people who live in Sydney. But people do not understand the map. They do not know that Gaza is far away from Egypt, and this war has nothing to do with Egypt, and therefore Egypt is safe. We need the public to come to visit Egypt, because we need this money for the restoration and the conservation of the Egyptian monuments.
Dr. Hawass, what about the safety of the archaeological sites themselves? I mean, war and conflict is the enemy of antiquities.
I am telling you, the war is away from Egypt.
Yes, I know, but I'm asking
nothing
you.
Nothing about the sites are completely safe.
No, I don't mean those sites. I mean, in general, you know, we've seen the Taliban in the past destroy the giant Bamiyan Buddhas.
What American did when they, in the Arab Spring, they destroyed the monuments in Yemen and Iraq and Syria and Libya. All these monuments.
As ISIS did in Syria, in Palmyra?
Yes, it's really terrible sometimes.
Are you concerned about any cultural sites in and around Gaza and the Middle East more broadly as a result of the current conflict?
Of course, as a result of the war that's happening now, many sites could be destroyed.
I mean, I have seen reports of some of the ancient sites or the artifacts of Gaza being held up as mementos by Israeli soldiers. I'm not sure if that's true, but in the past there have been, you know, a global movement by archaeologists to preserve sites. Is that action happening?
I really don't know, but I think you will know what happened to ancient sites in Palestine after the war is finished. But people now are concerning of the murder of children and women and people, and it's really sad.
It is terribly sad. Dr. Zahi Hawass, as you've been making discoveries for decades, as you've been telling us you're still making them today, is there one treasure, one mystery that has eluded you?
I am looking now for the discovery of the tomb of Queen Nefertiti in the West Valley of the Kings. This is really the mystery that I want to solve. And I'm hoping that this tomb could be discovered by my team that are excavating right now in the Valley of the Kings, that we are using DNA now to reveal the secret of the mummy of Nefertiti, because we have mummies with names and we have mummies of queens that has no names. Then maybe one mummy of the queens that has no names could be the mummy of Queen Nefertiti and her daughter Ankhesenamun.
If your team discovers the tomb, where will that discovery fit, if you like, on the pantheon of archaeological discoveries in Egypt?
It will be number one, because Nefertiti is the most famous queen on earth, and this discovery will capture the hearts of people everywhere.
Dr. Zahi Hawass, thank you very much for joining
us
on Saturday Extra.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Zahi Hawass, and don't miss Ramses and the Gold of the Pharaohs. It's at the Australian Museum until May the 19th. I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.